Hey folks, you're tuned into Storytime, and that first song you heard was a band, Hollow Cove, called Blessings. Just a beautiful song to remind us of all the things, small and large alike, that we have to be grateful for. Ryan Harvey, which I love him and I haven't played him in a while, Ordinary Heroes. And that's because we have an interview this evening with a couple of our town's ordinary heroes, Ron and Kimby. And we've been covering the Mardi Gras, so we're going to step back away from that for, and we're going to have the interview with Ron and Kimby. And then we're going to read a book that they have created together to create awareness around a genetic degenerative disorder. I think I said that right. But we will find out more about this disorder in this interview with Ron and Kimby, and how this book, this beautiful book, The Twisty Bendy Zebra, came into existence. And I have run out of time in this episode to go back into the Mardi Gras. But you definitely will be able to look forward to that on the next episode of Storytime. Here is the interview. Here we go. Okay, Storytime listeners, today I am up in, right near the studio. In fact, we're upstairs. It's been a while since we've been up here. And we are at the Knights of the Round Table, I like to call it. And we're going to have an interview here with a couple from town. Ron is the man's name, and Kimby is the woman. And Ron just opened a new studio, tattoo studio, here in town off Willamette. Yes, it's next to the little Stargate, that one. I know listeners know that, yeah. And so Ron is here, and I met him through a friend who was getting a cover-up tattoo. He does amazing work, by the way. And then we talked about radio voices, and suddenly I said something about that I do a show on KEPW where I read kids' books on the radio right here at Storytime. And he said, oh, my wife and I wrote a kid's book. So, you know, I had to get the hook up. And it's been a while, but we have them here today. And this book is about what is it called again, Kimby?
It's called Ehlers-Danlos. It's a genetic disorder. Okay. It's a connective tissue disorder.
So they wrote a book about their daughter, or about this illness disorder that their daughter has. But Kimby herself is also an amazing person, and she is like somebody who goes out and saves people. So I'm going to hand the microphone over to these lovely folks, and they're just going to tell us their story about who they are, how they met, about their daughter, about how this book came to be, and what amazing things they do for the community. What cover-up tattoos, that's fantastic. And saving people? Whoa. Okay, so here is our guests tonight on Storytime, KEPW 97.3 FM LP on your radio dial. And you can tune us online at kepw.org. So here is Ron and Kimby.
Thanks. Not sure about the saving people, but I'm a fixer. So long ago, I was a midwife, a home birth midwife, for a lot of years here in Eugene. And then I've been a massage therapist for 24 years, and I do work with the cancer community a lot. And I volunteer with Oregon Cancer Foundation, have my own practice that I've been doing for a long, long time.
Holy fungi.
I know, right?
Oh, my goodness.
Ron and I are CERT volunteers with the Community Emergency Resource Source team, and I'm a wilderness first responder. I could save people.
Yes.
But I'm just not out there doing it.
First saver. Holy moly.
So, yeah, I do all that kind of stuff. Right now I'm getting some additional training to do some pelvic floor physical therapy with women post-cancer, post-birth. Wow. Some pretty groovy stuff. The women's healthcare stuff.
And then tell them, the listeners, what you were telling me when you came up the stairs over here at this magical growers upstairs above the growers
market.
Okay,
I full-on deja vu because I walked up these stairs 1.5 million times. So my oldest daughter, Mariah, is 31. No, she must be 32. She's 32. And when she was a little tiny nursing baby, I worked at the Comic News up here. And I was here all day, every day. With a kid hanging off my boob, I would walk into the other room and get my coffee or my tea and walk down to Monster Cookie. And everybody here knew us because my little toddler crawling around baby would just go to all the different offices. And I worked at Peaceworks also, volunteered at Peaceworks.
Nice.
And that was right across the hall. So bringing back a lot of memories being up here,
lovely,
sitting here. And you know, I'm not going to lie. I think it looks the same.
Yeah, it's like one of the pictures that still holds, like, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
The originality of it, right?
Yeah, so it's pretty cool to be up here. It brings a lot back.
Nice.
Yeah, just like Corey Eugene stuff, you know?
Okay, and so Ron, let's let Ron talk about himself a little bit. And then you guys talk about your daughter and the book.
Okay.
My name is Ron Houchins. I own Iron Heart Tattoo. I mainly focus on doing cover-ups and reworks, as well as originals as well. I've spent the majority of my adult life being an art educator. I've worked at Oregon Coast Community College, Oregon Coast Aquarium's Education Department and Outreach Program, teaching art as well as elementary level for quite a while. I was a single father, raised my girls. Then they decided to grow up and be adults and move out. So I moved here to Eugene a couple years ago with my beautiful wife, Kimby. It's been wonderful. It's great. And now I own a tattoo shop on Willamette Street, and things are going great.
Fantastic. Now let's talk about the book.
So this is like super cliche, but we met online on a dating site, right? Like, that's
though.
Where else are you going to meet someone these days? Like,
bar,
right?
No.
Right? Exactly. No, I don't want to hook up with someone I meet at the bar. So we met online, and then I guess it was the first, like, second time we met, I was saying I've always wanted to write kids' books. And many, many millions of years ago when I was a kid, I won this Oregon Young Writers Association award for my children's book that I wrote. I was a child myself, so it went nowhere. But so Ron and I started talking. He's like, oh, I've always wanted to illustrate kids' books.
Yeah, that was definitely the first time we met.
Yeah. And I was like, it was kind of like, yeah, and here's this beautiful book as a result of it. But we were, you know, talking. We were having these dreams the first time we met because it was kind of like, I don't know, whatever, love at first sight kind of thing. Sort of. And so we were like, oh, my God, we could write kids' books, and you could illustrate them. I could write them. And so the Bendy Twisty Zebra was something I had wanted to write for a long time. My daughter, who's 22, she's an amazing. My daughter Jade, she's a rock star. She's amazing. Her whole life she had physical issues, and it took years to diagnose this disorder. Her dad, it's genetic, and her dad had a lot of the same things, but we didn't really understand it when she was little.
And what is it? Can you tell us?
Yeah, it's Ehlers-Danlos. It's a connective tissue disorder.
Okay.
And there's 13 different types of Ehlers-Danlos. It's a big spectrum. Some of them are, more isolated, so there's a vascular EDS. She has hypermobile EDS, which means she could walk off a step and dislocate her knee. She can sneeze and dislocate her rib, which has happened like hundreds of times. So she's amazing. She made it through high school in theater and on stage with ribs dislocated, and they kept crutches there at school for her because she just dislocated all the time. She's a rock star for real. She's amazing. But it took us years to figure out this disorder, and she was up at Dornbecker's Children's Hospital getting tests of all kinds. It's a brain tumor, it's this, it's that, it's this, it's that. And there's a chiropractor here in town. I have to totally give credit to Vip. He was her chiropractor, and he said, I wonder if this is Ehlers-Danlos. And I was like, what the hell is Ehlers-Danlos? So I started looking it up, but she had never dislocated at that point. She had never had a joint like just slip out. But he was the first one that brought that to my attention. So I started doing research, brought it up to her orthopedic surgeons and doctors up at the Shriners and Dornbecker's Hospital in Portland. And nobody thought that's what it was. But she was just wrestling with her dad, and her knee dislocated. And we dealt with it. And then her arm broke in a really weird, hypermobile sort of way. And we dealt with it. And then a few months later, her arm broke again when she fell. And then her knee dislocated again. And it was just this reoccurring, like, joint instability, which... is what the hypermobile Ehlers-Danlos is this joint instability and hypermobility. There's a criteria how they diagnose it, but until a few years ago, that wasn't really happening very often. In fact, I'm beyond thrilled about a new nurse that is starting a practice in Portland specific to Ehlers-Danlos. There's not really practitioners.
I've never heard of it.
Right, exactly. And people who have it have never heard of it. In the past week, I've had two calls in my massage practice of people who were just recently diagnosed with Ehlers-Danlos.
Wow.
And they're adults. And so this is something that people don't know about, but it causes digestive problems. Jade had too many teeth, had to have teeth pulled. It can cause hearing loss. It causes a fragile skin. And in her case, dislocating everything.
Holy moly.
Yeah.
It's like, are you born with it? Or
yeah,
is it something that
it's genetic.
Developed over... from like unhealthy diet or something
no.
like that?
No, it's a genetic thing, genetic. But diet certainly has something to
yeah.
do with it.
Yeah.
There's things that can exacerbate it. There's things that can make it a little bit better. Certainly learning body mechanics is a big deal. And so part of my motivation in my massage practice, I work with people with it, but part of my motivation in becoming trained to be an advanced practitioner in pelvic floor work is because a lot of women with Ehlers-Danlos end up with some uterine prolapse and pelvic floor dysfunction later in life. And so, yeah, I really want to be available for that community.
Dude, that's awesome.
It's
that's
awesome.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I love stories like this.
Yeah.
And then...
Okay, so the book was...
Let's talk about the beautiful book with the most amazing illustrations by her husband, Ron. And they just talked about doing this thing. And you know what? Here we are.
Yeah.
It's a thing.
They
made it happen.
So the reason it's called Bendy Twisty Zebra is uh-huh. because people with Ehlers-Danlos are extra bendy and twisty, right?
Uh-huh.
But in medicine and in medical school, they teach that if you hear hoof prints, you know, you're looking for a horse. That's the most common thing. If you have a cough, it's probably not tuberculosis. It's probably
right.
just a virus, which
right.
is a horse, right?
Right.
But... people with Ehlers-Danlos being and other rare diseases, it's not a horse, it's a zebra. But most people are looking for a horse, so they'll miss the zebra. So zebras in medicine are considered people with rare disorders or, you know, unusual diagnoses.
Right.
So the Ehlers-Danlos Society, which is a worldwide society that is incredible. I go to their conferences. They do a lot of work in the UK. And they do a lot of outreach and a lot of support for this community. You know, they've, you know, taken the term zebra to mean folks with Ehlers-Danlos. So, bendy, twisty zebra.
Yeah.
So it's a rhymy kids book, but it's also, I mean, on our Amazon comments page, there's so many adults that, like, love it. And when this first came out, we were handing it out to adults. Everybody that comes to my office with Ehlers-Danlos, I send home with this book.
So
adult,
beautiful.
Kid, whatever, you know.
Yeah, and after this interview, we're going to read it, too. I'll read it.
Awesome.
Whatever. And then you guys can tune in.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we wrote this book for... this is the book I wish I would have had when Jade was little.
Right.
I wish I would have had this book when she was six. I would have been like, oh, my God, that's what she has. Because the zebra, the bendy twisty zebra... named Rose, she has her group of friends, and they're very supportive to her, as Jade's real-life friends are. And they meet another little zebra who has all the symptoms that are part of Ehlers-Danlos.
Huh.
So the symptoms that we describe in the book are actually part of the syndrome.
So you were saying earlier, too, that it's like a whole spectrum of...
Oh, yeah.
So it's almost... is it, like, similar to autism? Like, that's just all... not, like, in the way
right.
that it is, but the wide range of, like... symptoms yeah. that are under the diagnosis.
Yeah, and many people wouldn't even know they have it.
Yeah.
And like I said, there's 13 different types. The hypermobile one, there's not a genetic component that can be tested with your blood, but they can test for this genetic disorder, this genetic component, this DNA, for I think 11 or 12 of the other types of Ehlers-Danlos, the vascular, and there's a cornea one. And
can you get two certain different?
Yeah, you can have like classic and hypermobile, which I think maybe what Jade has too.
Wow.
You can develop vascular or not know that you have it, and you know, I'm always curious about like some of these people that end up with like mitral valve prolapse or weird heart stuff or low or high blood pressure at an early age. My brain goes to, are you hypermobile? Do you have EDS? Do you need a diagnosis? Which is why I'm so psyched. I haven't met this nurse up in Portland yet, but I've been talking about her every day because we really need practitioners that work with this disorder. And so I'm thrilled that there's somebody in Oregon that's going to be focusing.
And that is fabulous. Yeah. Okay. So let me ask you, let's say somebody's listening right now and they're like, oh my gosh, like all of a sudden a light bulb's on and they're like, this is something that might be related to something that I'm struggling with or someone I love is struggling with. Do you have an outreach number that they could call you at or that where they could?
A person could call me. Uh-huh. And be like, oh my God, I think I have Ehlers-Danlos. I don't know where to go. And yeah. I would be like, oh, here's a number.
Okay. Is that something that you're receptive to? You maybe
absolutely.
Like, not even necessarily your phone number on the radio, but like an email or something.
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, my email is kimbymaxson@yahoo.com and it's kimbymaxson@yahoo. And if a person was just reaching out to me like, I mean, I can't diagnose it. I'm a massage therapist. But I know people. I can direct them to places that they can. And, you know, if somebody was to reach out, put in the subject line on an email, I think I have EDS. I'm looking for resources. And that happens all the time.
Yeah.
And I don't mind helping people find the path of where they need to go for diagnosis and
then afterwards,
see
maybe,
what, you know, see what happens with them.
Wow, because I never even heard of it, and you never know. I mean, maybe this show is like
going
to hit somebody, the ears of somebody who's really been looking for some kind of like answer, maybe.
Well, and that's what happened for us. I mean, I'm thinking my kid's dying of a brain tumor because she had migraines, visual problems, ringing ears, all these symptoms that I was like, this is not right for a 5-6-year-old. This is not okay. She threw up all the time, every day.
How scary both of you. Oh, my gosh.
And so when I found out about Ehlers-Danlos, and I'm not going to say it was just Ehlers-Danlos, but it's not going to kill her. She's going to modify her life. Sometimes she's in a wheelchair. Sometimes she's on crutches. She has a service dog to help her with balance when she's walking and she's, you know, something's ready
and
to dislocate.
She's got a good support group.
She's got a great support group. Awesome. She's got an amazing fiance. She's got a couple best friends. And they all understand Ehlers-Danlos. Yeah. They all understand her symptoms and that sometimes she needs to just curl up in a blanket.
And that's another thing that our book's about.
That is what our book is about. It's about friendship.
It's about friendship and support.
Thanks for bringing that up, Ron, because you're right. That is what our book is about. It's about support and, you know, we're all different and just really supporting people's differences. And in the meanwhile, on a side note, the book is about Ehlers-Danlos and might be an amazing tool for a parent whose kid has these symptoms, and the kid maybe won't feel so
alone
freakish and weird. And
what a beautiful thing. I mean, that like here at KPW, too, that's our little motto is no voice left unheard.
Oh, I love it.
So we really try to reach out to those people who feel like they don't fit in somewhere, or, you know, we really advocate for the alternative, like not mainstream. And this is very not mainstream. Like, I've never heard of it.
Yeah.
And I've been familiar with disabilities a long time in my life. And this is one that's new to me. So it's freaking awesome. We're going to have to wrap it up, but let's just again say how beautiful and amazing you are as an individual and you are as an individual. And then that you guys came together and created this beautiful book, and you're just amazing people that contribute to the community in a beautiful way. and that you met on a dating site.
I know, right? What? Yeah. And our book is on, it is on Amazon. Okay. We self-published.
Okay, good. So, put that out there. How to contact you once we read the book, if you're interested in the book, how would you get a hold of
you? You would go to Amazon.
Okay.
And Walmart.com.
Oh, it's on Walmart too now?
It is now.
Oh my God, look at us. The book's growing. So you can go to Amazon or Walmart and put in the Bendy Twisty Zebra book.
Nice.
You have to put in book because otherwise, I don't know why it doesn't come up without.
But it brings up some kid toys.
Yeah, it does. It brings up kid toys.
I also have some in my studio as well as you do.
Yeah, well, Brian, give us your address to your tattoo studio. Iron Horse, right?
Iron Heart Tattoo. Iron it's Horse. In the Stargate Plaza, 1374 Willamette Street, Suite 7. I'm upstairs. And just my phone number is 541-961-0490. You can just give me a call. We can meet down there. I do mostly appointments only. So just get a hold of me and we can
and
set a time.
He's a big deadhead.
That I am.
Yeah. I do want to say one thing before we finish up is that this is the first. We have some big ideas. Our second book that we're working on right now is The Scaredest Scaredy Cat.
Yeah.
And it's about fear in kids. And I have a granddaughter who would not mind me saying this, that she is afraid of, well, not so much anymore. She's getting over it. But she used to be afraid of everything. And she wanted the book. She wanted us to write a book about fear. And,
nice.
You know, so we're writing a book about anxiety and fear.
Beautiful.
And then we're going to take some other conditions kids might have that make them feel a little different and combine Ron's fabulous art.
Holy smokes.
And so there'll be more books on the horizon.
Lovely.
Yeah.
And maybe a couple volunteers for KPW.
Maybe.
I guess he's not busy at all.
Yeah, we're not busy.
Well, we sure learned a lot in that interview. At least I did. I mean, I'd never heard of that disease before or that disorder before. And what amazing folks to have in our community. And what an inspiration. And, you know, these folks are busy and they still find time to go out of their way to do this interview to help others in the community. And it really goes to show that many hands do make light work. Many minds make things seem a little less daunting. So, you know me, I'm always pumping the volunteer game. It's just one of the most rewarding experiences. And here at KPW, we always are looking for volunteers. So if you ever feel like there's something that you just really need to get off your chest and you don't really have a place to talk about it, well, KEPW is a great facility for that. And we encourage people to come in with ideas. We encourage people to come and volunteer. And if KEPW volunteering is not your cup of tea, there are so many different avenues that you could take here in this community. In fact, we have something coming up called the Tool Project or the Fix-It Fair. That's it. And you will be hearing plugs about that here on KPW. And I'm looking to get an interview with the coordinator of that. So the Fix-It Fair. Be listening for that. That's a great opportunity and a fun event that's going to be hosted here pretty soon in the near future when the weather gets nice. Anyway, here's the book from Kimby Maxson and Ron Hutchins. Okay, so the words are by Kimby. She wrote it. And the illustrations are by her lovely husband, the tattoo artist, Ron Hutchins. The Bendy Twisty Zebra. Okay, and so we have a foreword here. And it says, the Mayo Clinic describes Ehlers-Danlos, EDS, and hypermobile spectrum disorders, HSD, as a group of inherited disorders that affect your connective tissues, primarily your skin, joints, and blood vessel walls, Connective tissue is a complex mixture of proteins and other substances that provide strength and elasticity to the underlying structures in your body. Why the zebra? In medicine, the zebra represents a surprising or uncommon diagnosis. Medical students are taught that when you hear hoof beats, think horse, not zebra, meaning look for the most common diagnosis. If someone develops a cough, the most likely cause is a viral infection or allergen, not tuberculosis. Yet, EDS is not a horse. EDS and HSD are unexpected because they have been considered less common, and as a result, they are often misdiagnosed or underdiagnosed, when in fact, they are all around us. Medical professionals are looking for the horse when EDS is actually a zebra. There are many uncommon disorders and diseases, any of which could be lumped under the broad medical slang term zebra. But the Ehlers-Danlos Society has adopted the zebra as its symbol. Thus, many people with EDS or HDS identify themselves as zebras. This book is for children and adults and everyone in between who sometimes might need a friend, and for all the friends everywhere who know how to help others stand tall. From the author, I spent my daughter's early years going from doctor to doctor, doing test after test, only to end up with no answers as to why she was in so much pain and had such a wide range of unexplainable symptoms. It wasn't until her knee started dislocating and her chiropractor suggested EDS that we started moving in the right direction. I started researching on that day a decade ago, and I haven't stopped. This book is something I wish we would have had when she was young. Perhaps it would have somewhat normalized what she was experiencing. Had we known that these strange symptoms were all pieces of the same puzzle, we may have had some answers sooner. My daughter was born with symptoms that she will spend her life managing. Yet, she is strong, brave, tenacious, and is an optimistic problem solver. She can somehow bring humor into what can be quite difficult. She was not only the motivation for this book, but is truly my hero. The symptoms that Rose and Blue experience are all some of the more common symptoms of EDS. From Rose's crooked teeth to Blue's sick stomach. The list of symptoms is long, often seeming unrelated, and can be very confusing. People with a connective tissue disorder may experience some or all of them, and many more. There are several types of EDS with symptoms ranging from mild to severe. They may change from day to day or come and go entirely. No two zebras are the same. Hopefully, a time will come when medical professionals immediately recognize these symptoms as a hallmark of EDS and HSD. But until that time, we must be our own advocates, keep looking for answers, and never give up hope. Understanding is increasing thanks to the global efforts of the Ehlers-Danlos Society. Their research, education, and awareness campaigns, as well as the efforts of many health practitioners in all fields of medicine. I urge you to explore the support society offers, as well as look into online communities or create a support network of your own. As Snail, Quail, Bear, and Rose remind us, support can make a world of difference, and together we will be okay. Kimby Maxson. What a beautiful human. And I don't know about y'all folks listening, but already this book and the introduction is evoking some emotions for me. The bendy, twisty zebra, whose mama named her Rose, was born with eyes as blue as the sky and a tongue that touched her nose. She had so many teeth in her crooked little smile that her sister called her Rosie, the baby crocodile. She would teeter and totter and wibble and wobble. Her head on her neck would get heavy and bobble. And we have a pink striped zebra and her tongue is coming out. The bendy, twisty zebra had a tail that curled and swirled. Sometimes all by itself, it ended up knotted and twirled. Rose grew up and learned to walk. She learned to get up after falls. But the bendy little zebra never quite learned to not walk into walls. She stumbled and trembled and tripped over air. The bendy, twisty zebra did not like stairs. Her feet moved in such a funny way that sometimes they made it hard to play. Parts of her body would crackle and pop, and Rose, the bendy zebra, would sigh, sit, and stop. It's as if her joints were made of gears that didn't fit quite right. Some were loose and fell apart, and others were way too tight. For many years, no one knew what to make of Rose, why that little zebra had so much pain from her knees right to her nose. Her mom and dad and all her friends and everyone she knew tried and tried to help her, but they didn't know what to do. They baked her cookies and rubbed her head and brought her feathers to soften her bed. Her good friend Bear took some wool and knitted her a sweater. It kept her warm, which helped her move and feel a little better. Aw, good friends. Her other friends, Snail and Quail, they were never far away. On days when Rose was feeling better, well, they'd all go out to play. Snail had a shell of gold that glistened in the sun. She was patient, she loved to laugh, and filled their days with fun. Quail's song was like a dream. She was beautiful, kind, and true. When Rose was feeling gloomy, Quail always knew what to do. Rose's body did strange things that made everyone wonder. She said her head would pound and throb like it was full of thunder. Her skin could stretch like bubblegum, and her stripes would get all saggy. "You're perfect," Snail would say when Rose felt droopy and baggy. Sometimes Rose would feel alone, like no one understood, like every day was going to be bad and nothing would ever be good. Quail would snuggle close to her side and ruffle her beautiful feathers. She'd straighten her crown, look at her friend and say, "Love, we're all in this together." When Rose's ribs were stuck like glue, Bear would flip and flop her. All that jiggling and all that wiggling would often straighten and pop her. Rose went to school, which was sometimes hard, since the tips of her crutches would stick in the yard. Her teachers would say, "That Rose, that zebra, she's twice as smart as a whip. The only problem that one has is her achy, breaky hip." One day, the friends were on the playground. Rose was getting up from a fall when she saw a tiny, lonely zebra about to kick a ball. He swung his leg, missed his mark, and landed on his rump. He tried to stand, fell on his head, and gave himself a bump. He lay in a heap with a tear in his eye and watched the ball roll away. "You guys," Rose said, "come on, let's go and help that little one play." So Quail and Snail, Bear and Rose sat down right by his side. They patted his back, rubbed his hoof as the lonely zebra cried, "I'm always clumsy. I can't kick a ball or even walk a straight line. The bones in my legs always pop, and so do the ones in my spine. I always hear ringing in my ears, and my eyes don't see like they should. My tummy is almost always sick, and it doesn't feel very good." "I understand. Those things happen to me. Trust me, you're not alone. Sometimes I hurt from my skin way down deep into my bones. I know it's not easy. I really do," Rose said with her crooked smile. "But it will be okay. We'll be your friends. Hang out with us for a while." "Come on, come on, come play with us." Quail sang her beautiful song. Bear handed out a big furry paw and said, "Yeah, little Blue, come along." Blue watched Rose wobble when she stood. He heard a loud snap from her knee. "How is it," he asked, "that your body does that and that you're just like me?" "I was born like this. That's just how it is. I don't know any other way. I don't like it, and sometimes it's hard. But I just go day to day. My friends love me the way that I am. And they all know how it goes. One minute I feel like running, and the next I'm walking slow. I used to think I was goofy, funny, and strange, because my body was always so weirdly rearranged. I thought that being different was somehow bad or wrong, but none of us are just the same. And yet, we all belong." Blue, the tiny zebra, smiled up at his brand new friends, especially the one who looked like him with all her twists and all her bends. He gathered his strength, put his feet on the ground, and stood with a little jiggle. His new friends helped him along when he started to stumble and wiggle. The bendy, twisty zebra, whose mama named her Rose, felt so warm and full of love and said to the friends that she chose, "Some days are good, some days are not. Some days are hard to get through. But everything is so much better knowing I have all of you." They all nodded. They all agreed. There was nothing more to say. And the five happy friends knew that they might not be perfect, but together they would be okay. The end. Oh my goodness. What a beautiful story. What a beautiful collaboration. And what an inspiration, right? Thanks to my daughters for their constant love. I am blessed to have such amazing children. Thanks to Vip Short, DC, for recognizing EDS when most people had never heard of it. And so much gratitude to my partner, Ron Hutchins, for putting his beautiful art to my words. I also thank from the bottom, the top, and all the sides of my heart, snail, quail, and bear, for being dear and true friends to my little zebra. My inspiration and the heart behind my art comes from my mom and my beautiful daughters. I thank them all for their support and encouragement. And you know, that little dedication at the end too just goes to show how far support really does go. You know, with a little support and a little help from our friends and our community, we could move mountains, baby. Move mountains. All right, folks. We've run out of time. So stay tuned next week for our Mardi Gras, back to the Mardi Gras coverage with its Mardi Gras Day book and another surprise book. It's still in the works. And you just heard Edie Brickell, Circle, and Dionne Warwick and friends, Elton John, Stevie Wonder, and God, I want to say Gladys Knight, but I don't know if that is the correct name for the fourth friend. But that song, my kids who are now adults, when they were kids, we lived in Santa Rosa, California, and we had a bout with being unhoused. And there was a school called Kids Street, and it was specifically designated and created to take on children who were experiencing homelessness. So Kids Street Learning Center. What a beautiful, I keep saying that word, what an outstanding school in Santa Rosa, California, that was created to make the children experiencing homelessness not feel so isolated. Anyway, they would have assemblies, and that is the song they would sing. They would get up on that stage, and they would all hold hands and sing that song. That's what friends are for. And it's a beautiful song, and it just, I guess it just never grows old. And what, Stevie Wonder, he's the man. So again, KPW here, tuned into Story Time. Stay tuned for DJ Anonymous, Colors of Air.